Dallas goes into Indy. The Colts offensively look to be a bit of a mess. Cowboys are rolling. Everyone's loving on the Cowboys, and then a zero. A zero on the board for the Cowboys. What happened in Indy?
Oof. They got beat up, man. You know, we talked very early in the year, and I'm like, this Colts team is, I think, a lot better than I gave it credit for, than anybody's really given them credit for. And they're not, from a roster standpoint, the complete unit by any stretch of the imagination. They still have their holes. But, man, they kind of look like this really tough, kind of, you know, plucky, scrappy group. And that's who they've proven to be. And they're also very physical. And you know, Frank Reich, he's not going to just throw the ball around the yard 55 times because he has Andrew Luck. They're going to stay disciplined. They're going to stick with the run game. And the offensive line has come leaps and bounds from where it's been in years past. And the defensive line, it's not teeming with star power, but they get after you just enough to keep you honest. And for them to move the ball like they did on that Dallas front seven, on a day where Dallas was, you know, healthy and had those guys there, and, you know, oh, now we're even getting Sean Lee back and everything else. And my goodness, the Colts just manhandled them at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. You know, that was sort of like what I've been waiting to happen to the Cowboys for a few weeks here, because I still don't, you guys, we've talked about it week after week. I buy their defense. I still don't really buy their offense, and I don't buy their offense in January, rolling through a couple of tough teams one after the next. Was this just a blip in the road, or is there a bit of a template there now that for other teams to exploit in these games that are going to matter? I don't know. I'm not sure. Was it just a down game? And look, nobody wins forever in this league, and they were due for a stinker, and did they get it out of their system? You know, we'll see. But all of a sudden, the Eagles are still kind of sort of, and the Redskins are both kind of sort of alive. And I don't know that we look at those two teams and say, well, what are they really going to do the final 2 weeks? Probably not much. But you just never know. That whole division is just so bizarre. It really is. But I don't know. You know, I think Dallas has been a tough team to figure for much of the year. And to me, they still kind of are. I think on their day they could play with anybody and beat them, and on their day they could lose to almost anybody.